Constellation of Hope. I asked you to walk through it a month ago before it came up. Now you have done that. Tell us again what it was and really give our audience some sort of a sense of the amount of rich information that was in it.
It turned out great. We had a great time. We had a lot of great speakers. We heard from Judge McCoy from Lycoming County, and we heard from Judge Shawley from Snyder and Union County. We heard from a CASA volunteer who gave us some wonderful information about firsthand things that volunteers do in the community. We heard from some CASA supporters, and we heard from our board president. We had some wonderful music from a CASA supporter as well. So there were some great things that went on, and I think that everyone that was able to join us had a great time. It's still available on our website, so anyone can still go to our website at SusquehannaValleyCASA.com and still view it. So please, if anyone's available, you could still go on to our website and see that information.
Refresh our audience's memory about what CASA is and really how critically important these connections are.
CASA stands for Court-Appointed Special Advocates. The CASA volunteers actually work with the children, and they advocate for them in the courtrooms. So they'll be assigned by the courts, and the judges will, once they assign them, they'll get out and they'll meet with the child in their own environment. They'll meet with them, whether it be at the school, in their home, and they'll get to know them so that they can provide information to the courts, so that they can make sure that they are giving them information to make the best judgment and be the voice for that child in the courtroom, so that they can make sure that once that relationship is developed, that they can give information so that they will be able to thrive in a safe, permanent, and nurturing home.
Life-saving connections?
Absolutely. They want to make sure that they advocate for the best interests of the child.
You know that CASA works. There's dozens of examples of young people who are doing well today.
Absolutely, yes. There's many statistics out there. Research shows that a child with an appointed CASA volunteer is more likely to succeed in school. They're more likely to find a safe and permanent home, and half as likely to re-enter the foster care system. So many of our CASA volunteers help these children thrive and help these children stay in school, and also help them provide goals for themselves so that they can succeed and thrive in life and move on to do things that they may have not been able to do without their CASA volunteer.
Now, there are trainings coming up. You're looking for more of these advocates. These would be individuals who have the time to help a child, to work with CASA, and to make some of these connections happening. Tell us about who might be eligible to join as an advocate, and when are the trainings?
We have a training coming up on January 12th, would be the start of a new virtual training. And anybody is, anybody that is the age of 21 or over is eligible to be a CASA volunteer. And we do, of course, require all clearances. So we would be able then to assist with that. We would need an application filled out. So you can get an application or fill out an application again on our website at SusquehannaValleyCASA.com. And if you have any questions about that, or if you need assistance completing the application, you can always call us. The telephone number is 570-988-2200.
Give us some sort of a sense of how many hours will go into the training, and then how many hours a successful CASA volunteer puts in.
It's a 30-hour training. So the 30-hour training, again, is virtual at this time. And we say that typically it all depends on the case. So there is a very, it's different as far as the case. But typically we look at anywhere between about 10 hours a month for any given case.
Okay, so it was certainly would vary. All right, well, and we want people to seriously consider maybe that might be something that they could do. You do have fundraising opportunities, and you did do some fundraising. So tell us who's been supporting you and how folks can support you coming up.
So for the Constellation of Hope, we want to thank all of our donors and all of our sponsors. We had some very generous donations and also some sponsors. Our main sponsor that we would love to thank for the Constellation of Hope was West Pharmaceutical Services, Inc. So they've been a wonderful support to us. We do have our Superhero 5K, our virtual run walk, coming up. That is Friday, December 4th, starting at noon, to Monday, December 7th, ending at noon. And again, we had some wonderful donations and sponsorships for that as well. Our main sponsor for that was PA Skill and Mealy Manufacturing. For that event, you also can register online. Again, that event is December 4th at noon through December 7th at noon. We also have a raffle coming up. And that, we are going to start distributing the raffle tickets. They will be available by tomorrow, and that will run, the drawing will be on December 30th. So that will be tomorrow through December 30th. We have some great prizes. We have a snowblower, a leaf blower. We have cash prize. We have some restaurant gift cards. We have a night out gift card, car wash, a meat gift card, and some grocery gift cards.
SusquehannaCasa.com is the place to find out more information about that. All right. Well, Tammy, thank you so much for all this information. We have a minute left, so please, I'll give you an open mind. Make a pitch for folks to just be aware of Susquehanna Valley Casa and maybe to consider either spreading the word to someone who has time, or if they have time, to start to think about being a Casa volunteer.
It's an amazing organization. We help abused and neglected children in the courtroom. We are always looking for volunteers. The children need you. We need you. If you have any time on your hand, please join us. Again, SusquehannaValleyCasa.com, 570-988-2200.
And what region do you serve?
We serve Snyder, Union, Northumberland, and Lycoming counties.
All right, so we want everybody to know what is the catchment area if they wish to help and volunteer. And you can be anywhere in that service area and volunteer. Well, Tammy, thank you so much for all you're doing. Thanks for what you do, and thanks for calling in today with all the information about Susquehanna Valley Casa.
Thank you so much.
Tammy Semko, Executive Director, Susquehanna Valley Casa, Court-Appointed Special Advocates, SusquehannaCasa.com.